time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Tylan Wallace met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Bengals on Thursday night.
Especially from last year, the punt return. I feel like once I broke that first tackle and saw just all the open space, I was just trying to stay in bounds and, you know, just trying to score that time. So you could say flashbacks of last year for sure.
Are you going to petition Harbs to wear the purple jersey?
I just might have to, honestly. I feel like always making big plays in those, so I might have to tell him to, for sure.
Just a moment like that, I mean, that was a huge play in this game. What's the significance of that play and what it meant for this team at the time?
I mean, for me, it just means the world to me to be able to come out and make a play like that and just make a difference for our team, especially just make a difference with the offense. So to me, it means the world to me.
How do you stay in balance?
I just do the best I can, you know what I mean? I try to make sure, you know, I don't want to run out of bounds on my own. So, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get as many yards as I can because, like I said, I only get so many opportunities. So I try to make the most of them for sure.
Tell us, is there anything you can credit to just having that kind of balance? I mean, that's been something that you were credited with the return last year. Now you get it again in this one. Just What is it about that ability that you have?
I just feel like somewhat of my mentality. I feel like I try to, you know, I'm not looking to run out of bounds. I'm trying to stay in bounds and get as many yards as I can. If you let me, I'll try and score if I can. So I think it's just more so the mentality.
Did you know that you were in bounds? Because last year you flipped it. So
yeah.
It was a little more subdued.
Yeah, it was. It was close. I wasn't sure, you know, but, you know, once I got all the way down there, I figured, like, all right, I was good. So, yeah.
Were you surprised that you were able to stay in bounds, you know, from the early?
I kind of was. I actually thought, you know, I thought they would have pushed me out, you know what I mean? I thought they had somewhat good angles to push me out of bounds, but, you know, I did my best and stayed in bounds.
Is that how you envision your first career receiving touchdown?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Just like last year, that's not how I envisioned my first ever touchdown either for a punt return, but, you know, that's just the way it works.
When you think guys are down, when you guys are down by, you know, double digits like that, how much does you feel the team's confidence comes from?
Oh, I mean, all of it. I mean, like I said, we look up to him. You know what I mean? He's our leader. You know what I mean? So we see him go out there and doing what he can to make plays. That just makes everybody else want to make plays. And even when our defense say, you know, go out and make plays, that makes us want to make plays. So, I mean, obviously the team just feeds off each other in all three phases.
Tylan, with, you know, coming in this game only had two catches, how do you stay kind of ready on offense when you kind of don't know when your number's going to be called?
You just got to have that. Like, I think it's more so a mentality. Like, you just never know. I feel like early in my career, I've had a lot of those opportunities where I was out there, and I feel like either things didn't go my way or you could say I wasn't ready for those moments. So I guess you could say experience. First couple years didn't really take advantage of those opportunities. So now I know always, like, you just never know when your moment's going to come.
Tell me, what did it feel like in both of these Bengals games? They've been high scoring, kind of chaotic affairs. Just what's it like being a part of it and watching, you know, half of it from the sideline as they punch back?
Yeah, I mean, it's rough going back and forth, you know what I mean? We're scoring, they're scoring, goes down to like the last play really. But I'm just happy that, you know, we came out on the good side of things.
How beneficial will it be to have these extra few days before you go up to Pittsburgh for that game?
Oh, yeah, it'll be good. I think we're going to take advantage of these days, get our bodies rested, and get ready to go on a run.
Apologize if you got it, but tight-roping that sideline, same spot, same place, did that seem familiar?
It definitely did. It was familiar for sure. It was awesome feeling. Once I broke the first one, I saw all the open space, and I was like, man, this is crazy. It's just like last year.
One more, please. Did Lamar's tightrope inspire you at all?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that man makes crazy plays every game, so I'm just trying to, you know, take as many notes as I can from him.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah.